And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mata, and Corey Standin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Having a great time with the boys from Captain Concepts. Matt Brawla from the, San Diego. Captain Gavin from the Pacific Queen. Having a lot of fun here this morning. Talking fishing and hopefully hooking you up with some great information.
Awesome. Incredible information coming down here for sure. And that's the kind of information that you can get from Captain's Concepts. And if you want to join us today, talk to Matt, talk to Gavin. You can either send us a text or give us a shout. Call us at 213-432-1090. The lines are full. Sorry about that. Good problem to have, right? Yeah. Or you can text us via the app. Just go straight to the app. You can only do that. Just press text the show.
Text the
and
show.
It comes to us via an email, and Rick and I will read them. I know we've, I don't know, there might be 100 of them today, you know?
Quite a few, actually. A lot of questions for the boys, so, and a killer prize.
Yeah, we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego to Seaforth Sport Fishing. You fish with Matt or with Boog there, and all that free parking, that's a beautiful thing for sure. And so we'll flip a coin at the end of the show between a texter and a caller, and like I said, if you want to join us, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app.
You got it. Well, phones are packed, texts are packed. We're going to be taking a lot of your calls here in the second hour. First one we're going to grab is a text. It says, the private boaters have been having a lot of success trolling high-speed plugs like the Nomads. I'm wondering if you guys in the sport boats have been doing any of the types of trolling with these lures. Is it effective, or is that mainly a private boat thing? That's from Howard.
It's mainly a private boat thing. We occasionally will get a troll strike, but it seems like that's mostly a private boat thing. They, you know, you have to troll them super fast. We can't troll that fast. We can't drive around that. They're going like 15 knots, I think.
Crazy.
Too quick for any of our sport boats. So we've been fishing other ways, stopping on schools and stuff instead of trying to do that.
And that seems to be the thing. You know, is it just they're almost, you know, it almost isn't too fast to go. And we've had plenty of customers in the store that have bought those, you know, whatever type of high-speed lure you're trolling, whether it's a Nomad or a Halco Max or a Little Marauder or something like that. And guys will say, ah, man, I did it, and, you know, we didn't catch anything, and we were driving around 8 or 9 knots. And they'll go back, and they'll do the exact same thing in an area with fish at 12 or 13 or 15 knots. And like, oh, yeah, we had 6, you know, like, there's something to that kind of speed for those guys that are the difference between getting bites.
Yeah, strange. I couldn't tell you what it is. Some sort of reaction. What's crazy to me is the fish right now are so interested in these little tiny, like 2-inch anchovies. But it seems like a trolling lure, the bigger the lure, the
right,
more chance of getting a bite. It makes no sense to me.
When you guys are approaching a school that they're eating that, I mean, are you trying to fish something really small like a Colt Sniper, or is it more important to fish something bigger so that you get it into the spot? Like, when you're approaching a spot where you're going to try and catch a fish by casting a lure into it, what are you? How are you going about it?
It really depends. A lot of times they get on certain lures. There's a handful of lures that I like to fish in a foamer. But it's where you put it most of the time. Where you put it. You want to put it in the most aggressive fish you can find. The absolute white water, the meanest looking spot.
Like a well-placed lure is more important than whatever, a match the hatch, you know.
The actual kind of lure, yeah. You need to be able to cast it, obviously. A lot of guys try to do that small, they're eating small baits when you fish a small lure. The problem is having the right line and size hook on that kind of lure. You just kind of eliminate how fishy that lure is by putting a big old hook on it. But there's a few lures that work. Colt Sniper, stick bait, that clear popper, that feed popper. That actually took me a while to figure out. But that stuff kind of works in those. That's basically what me and Gavin fish is, stick bait and popper, basically.
But more so, it's got to be the cast is the most is the cast the most important part about it?
I think so. Yeah. Where you put it, location.
Got it.
One thing I want to add is the ever so common clear popper that we fish now. That was before Captain's Con, like 5 years ago now or something.
Yeah. Like that was another second year of the foamers or whatever.
That was another Matt Brawla thing. Nobody around here fished those poppers at all. Zero. Until the San Diego started fishing them because Matt started fishing them. And now you can't go on one of these boats without seeing one of those on there. So that was a pre-Captain's Concepts thing that, you know, yeah. What we were talking about for the sinker, it could potentially happen for the future. Now those clear poppers are hard to find on the shelves. You know,
totally.
A few years ago, it was when we just started using them, and that was another thing that Matt started.
There again, like I still don't know what I like about your guys' service better, the crazy, you know, crazy good ones or the info you get when it's crazy bad. Like I just think that everything about what you guys are doing is such a it's a good deal, and it's cheap. You know, I mean, for what we pay, you know, you're gonna pay less in fuel and less than that. I just think it's so smart that you guys are doing, and it's a benefit for everybody. I'm hoping that it's a benefit for you guys and a successful thing, but I think we as the anglers get so much more out of things. For $25, you just can't get that kind of info elsewhere, and you'll get it eventually, but you're not gonna get it until it's a thing and everybody else is on it, and you know, whatever. It's like having a time machine and getting back onto it's the inside track.
Yeah, being on the leading edge is always going to be the best thing.
Totally. Totally. Well, the phones are packed, Corey. Let's keep rolling.
They are. Let's go all the way to Florida. Talk to Matt. Matt calling from Cocoa, Florida. Good morning.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, I have a question there. I was fishing in California starting in 65 or so and through the late 90s. And albacore was always the thing that was around. And then, of course, it started to change, turned into, let's say, some yellowfin mixed in, then some bluefin, and a few other things as well, too. But I'm wondering, what do the scientists think? Do they think that the albacore are going to come back after a 40- or 50-year thing? And is it tied into the anchovies versus sardine kind of transition?
Good question.
Boys, have any thoughts on that?
That's a hard one. It seems like every year for the last few years, everyone is saying, oh, this albacore coming back. You know, I think that's completely just out of our hands. You know, the last couple of years have been, or the last little while has been kind of somewhat warmer water years. I think over the last couple of years, the water has been cooler than it was like what we saw in 2000, maybe 14, 15, 16. But it's just so hard to say, you know. I think it's all in cycles, and you know we're pretty stoked with the cycle we're going through right now. That's for sure.
Like how do you knock a 100 to 200 pound bluefin?
Yeah,
right?
This cycle we're in right now sticks around.
Beautiful.
We're stoked on that. Yeah.
And that albacore fishery is still very healthy. I mean, there's guys are catching a bunch of them, and it just like other things, it has its ebbs and flows, and one season better than another. A little tough this year, a little better that year. But the fishing as a whole still fantastic. It's just a of us, you know, for whatever reason they don't swing in here and they swing up there. But I mean, there's certainly no shortage of that fish. And in terms of it just being bait fish related, you know, you talk about anchovy. I mean, you guys are talking
there's
about huge amount of anchovy around, right?
You're way too many anchovies.
You'd like that to be a thing.
Yeah, they should come
bit
in and get them.
Yeah. This is crazy. Is that, and I think the anchovy, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been a part of this like 7-year-plus cycle of the bluefin, right? Like the anchovy's been around.
Oh, yeah, that's been a major factor. That's the foamer thing. I think that's what's keeping them around, too.
It's a beautiful cycle. And Gavin, you hit the cycle part perfectly. I mean, that albacore is, I mean, it 1 degree off, and it's down 300 miles and maybe at us. But with it being up off the Columbia River and catching some off Alaska, I mean, that's kind of just where the biomass happens to be.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm too young to be any part of any real albacore fishing, but it seems like I heard of this year a little while that some of the commercial guys had pretty good albacore fishing within 300 miles of San Diego, I think, you know, which is probably the closest that I've heard of them being in the last few years. So, you know, I think it's out of our hands. Nobody knows.
And who cares? I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it, man. I like what we're doing so much right now. Don't get me wrong. When they come, I'll be stoked to catch them. But if it means us doing anything different than we're doing right now, it can hold off as long as it wants to, because this is pretty cool. It's pretty cool right now.
It is, Rick, but the whole albacore thing, I mean, I've lived it a couple cycles of it. You could tell by my white hair. Literally, it just brings a vibe to the industry that your generation hasn't yet experienced. I mean, it.
We like vibes.
Bring it on, right? Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, let's jump back into the phones.
How about it? And talk to Don. Don Cone from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm actually calling you from San Diego. Just got off a four-day on the circuit.
Right on, Don. And you guys have a great trip.
So we had, you know, as you know, the captains here have been talking about, saw lots of fish, put in lots of rail time both day and night. I had a great trip. I limited out. Nice size fish, 40 plus 60 pounds. There was an 85 pounder that was the jackpot fish. But deep drop knife jigs, that braided colored line, you know, marked line, depth hunter, really helps you stay in the zone.
That's awesome. Well, glad you had such a great trip. Did you have a question, or are you just hooking us up with a killer report there, Don?
No, just being on the search, I wanted to let you know how things went. And, you know, the leaders you guys make up at Fisherman's Landing really paid off. I had them, you know, had extras, and I got frayed on pretty much on every fish. But, you know, it got them to the boat, and I'm going to get them home. So thanks very much.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it, guys.
Well, congratulations, and way to go on a great trip, man. Appreciate the phone call very much. I had another good text come through. It says, good morning, guys. When changing the split rings on knife jig with a single assist hook like a Nomad, will that enhance the action of a jig if I put hooks on top and bottom? Do you guys like a big single hook or just the braided assist hooks with cord? What's your general feeling on how to best dial in a knife jig for this bluefin fishing? That was from Kurt in Mo Valley.
Definitely the assist hooks. I'm not too familiar with the exact hooks as those Nomads come with, but I like to make sure I have a nice, heavy-duty assist hook on there. I'm definitely not a fan of the large J-hook. I don't think it gets as many bites. If you hook a fish on it, you're in good shape, but having the assist hook definitely gets you more bites. And as far as rigging them up, rigging your knife jigs up for daytime fishing versus nighttime fishing is very different. For nighttime fishing, I like to have big, heavy-duty hooks. You can get away with a lot more when you're fishing at night. You know, you don't have to worry about hook size as much or anything like that. So I like to put two big hooks on the bottom, two big assist hooks on the bottom. And for daytime fishing, for me, I think they bite a little bit differently, so I have a little bit smaller, a little bit more finesse, same style hook, but not the big giant, like, mustad ones that you would use at night. And I like to put one on the top, one on the bottom. Nighttime fishing, two hooks on the bottom. Daytime fishing, I do one of each because I think they bite a little bit different during the day, so having your hook on the top will give you a little better chance of hooking them.
Great info. And is the rod and reel change for you guys from daytime to nighttime?
Oh, yeah. I don't fish at night, obviously, for full-day trip. Yeah. But, yeah, the rods have definitely changed what we're using. We're both on that speed jigging, short rod, some two-speed reels. But, yeah, we have jigging setups now.
Like the dedicated jigging style rod.
So yeah, you're 6 foot, 5'6", 6 foot rod that is designed for fishing those knife jigs.
Mm-hmm. And that's both daytime and nighttime?
I can't speak for nighttime.
Oh, yeah, right, sure.
But, yes, in the daytime, sure.
It makes a difference.
For the daytime, it's huge. It makes a huge difference what you're fishing. The daytime style of fishing versus the nighttime is it's huge difference. You know, we're both saying, oh, we're fishing jigs, we're fishing knife jigs, but anything from the rod that you're using to the actual lure itself, how you set up the lure, everything is different. So for nighttime, I'm fishing, you can get away with basically anything, really. So I'm fishing like a Talica 25 size reel with a nice heavy rail rod. Those shorter style knife jig rods and those reels are not terrible to fight fish on, you know, but it's definitely more so you're using that rod to get your bite.
Yeah.
And once you fight your fish, trust me, I'd way rather fight a fish on my nighttime setup versus my daytime setup.
Nighttime, you know, you can get away with it, so you're gearing your tackle towards the ease of fish fighting. Daytime, tougher to get a bite, so you're scaling your tackle towards getting the bite.
100%.
Okay. Those both available on the website? You guys done videos on that, like the setup is and that kind of thing?
Multiple videos.
Yeah,
we've
been pretty, because of how popular and how much fish we've caught at night, we've gone into depth on nighttime fishing, whether it's wide open nighttime fishing, what you should use, whether it's scratch nighttime fishing, size of fish. Yeah, we've gone into depth, or I have at least on the nighttime fishing, and I know Matt's gone into a lot of daytime, you know, when it's really tough to get a bite, little things that you can do to get a bite on a lure during the day.
There again, not a lot of places, like there's a lot of info on verticals, feed jigging, things like that are out there on various websites and YouTubes and things like that. But that is all for not our fishing and our fish and the way they're fished on our sport boats. There's very little about doing that on the deck of the San Diego and on the Pacific Queen. And although it might be good for some basics, like, you know, the nuances are different on how we catch our fish here. And you guys are giving that info on our fishing.
And a big difference, too, is, you know, we've been running a trip since April 1st, so we're a few months in now. You know, Matt and when did you start running trips? Middle of March?
Yeah, March.
You know, we're on the grounds more than anybody, you know what I mean? More than, you know, the San Diego runs the most. We run every single day. You know, I've probably had a handful of days where I've been off the boat since then, you know, so we're on the grounds as much or more than anybody, which makes a huge difference in every little tiny detail when it comes to getting bites. And like Matt was saying, we're always trying to figure out ways to get a bite, whether they're biting or they're not biting. Like, you know, that's our job. How can we catch these fish better?
That's awesome.
And I have a great text if I could read it, Rick.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, it's just a really quick one. It's more of a comment instead of a question and in line with what we're talking about. It's from Danny in Chula Vista, and he says, I was so on the fence about joining Captain's Concepts, but I was so glad I did. The videos they post up aren't just short 3-minute videos, but they're all 15 to 20 minutes with tons of info. The money I spend on the subscription also helps me save my money at the tackle shop by narrowing down what I buy to bring on the boat. Thanks for putting me closer towards that 10% of the 90
for
that catch fit. Yeah, so it's kind of just a cool comment of what you guys are doing.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, we've got your saltwater guide, Mr. Dave Hansen. From the fishdope.com report. The Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros, the Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns, long-range, local, or your private boat catch. Plus, with Fish Pros at Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked, jerkied, all their spices, rubs, or smoked cheese, which is absolutely incredible. Tuna burgers, a poke kit, and you can stop by their location in the little town at Taylor Street, or just call for details, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and make sure to check them out on their social media. They did switch sites to the real Fisherman's Processing, is that right?
You got it, man.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, let's talk to the man, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Matt, Gavin, Rick, Corey. Good to be on the show. Great show, you guys. Lots of phenomenal information. So, hey, gang, the fishing, you guys were talking a little bit of what phenomenal cycle we're in. This bluefin living back behind Catalina, between Catalina and Clemente, some really good fishing back there the last couple days, really fun fishing. The real cool thing for us on the private boats is that Catalina is so consistent right now. It is just, you can get over there, you can catch some fish. You can catch bass, barracuda, bonita, the three Bs are biting. That anchovy, like Corey was talking about, has just changed everything over there. It makes it so much fun just to go anchor up and catch fish, and Catalina has been the most consistent place to catch fish. And there's still a trickle of sea bass on the backside. There's starting to be a little more yellowtail on the backside. That carnage has squid again in front of Avalon. They were selling it all weekend. I guess they dropped off the rest of it over at Nacho. So he's got live squid there in Long Beach again. Clemente, that yellowtail's biting over there on the front side of the island early in the morning like it used to do historically. It's an early morning bite, and then the rest of the day you're calico bass fishing, and the calico bass fish has been phenomenal at Clemente. Over at the Channel Islands, they had some phenomenal sea bass fishing in the beginning of the week. It kind of took a little powder the last couple days, but before that it was just epic full-speed style fishing, and it's kind of weird fishing. I know we've been on to it for the last couple of years, but it's driving around in the middle of the kelp and pitching baits or pitching lures on these sea bass that are schooling up, swimming through the kelp. It's pretty bizarre fishing, but it's really fun fishing. It's been going on for a couple of years over there. It's pretty cool. You stand on the bow and just flip your bait on these schools of sea bass, Rick, and they're 20 to 30-pound fish, and there's lots of them. It's
pretty
fun
fishing. That sounds so rad.
Yep, and then, you know, Matt will tell you, they had some phenomenal sea bass fishing down at the Coronados last week, or week before last. That sea bass is spread out all over the place. And local fishing, Brian summed it up perfect. That water rolled over, like, dramatically. It took a 10-degree hit with no wind. That current just started smoking. It took the bottom water, put it on the top. It took the top water and sent it down to Mexico. So we got to wait for it to rebuild again. The temperatures are coming back up. They're 66, 68 along the coast. It'll bounce back. We're just in the middle of July. Everything will be okay. Just take a relax, just like we thought that bluefin. A lot of people said it was over. Well, it's not over. It's far from being over. It's not going anywhere. Just taking a – it's back. It's fighting. And everybody just needs to relax and go fishing.
That's it, man. Well, a great way to do it is to just go. And, man, fishdope.com, always a great source for the information on where to go to get them. And if you want to save $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com, use the code HOOKUPNOW. All lowercase, no space, saves you $20 on a new membership. And, if Dave, if somebody wants to find out what's going on with you and all the great information, how do we find you at your Saltwater Guide?
Well, gang, check out my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. What I do is I make it so that you don't have to follow Matt and Gavin around on your private boat, and it helps them out tremendously if you're not following them around. I know it's hard to imagine what Matt goes through every day. You guys can't even comprehend dragging around 20 or 30 skiffs with you everywhere you go, but that's what it looks like behind the San Diego. So I try to alleviate that and let you know where to go to catch fish on your private boat so you don't have to follow Matt around.
There it is. Well, appreciate it very much, Dave. Great report as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, and that was brought to you by Anta Knives, handcrafted knives in USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the other custom fillet knives from Anta Knives, made from a high carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anta Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more information, or get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing.
There it is. Hey, another great text came through. This one, hey, guys, thanks for taking the text. One thing I always say about Captain's Concepts is it's a lot cheaper to have my subscription than to buy a ticket to go fishing on a full day and a day and a half, but I still get full access to the captains and their knowledge. My favorite part about the platform is not just the videos they're putting out, but the ability to ask questions and get real-time answers. I think it's priceless, and I'm a year-long subscriber. That's from Josh Z. So that's the thing too. There's like a I wasn't familiar with that. There's like a question answer type.
Yeah, part of it too. It's just like a YouTube video where you can leave a comment and we'll get right back to you. Obviously, we're
busy. Fishing, sure.
Yeah, a lot of times we're out of cell service, but as soon as we get in, we check it and yeah, leave us a comment, shoot us a message. We're always answering questions and stuff like that.
Awesome. Like direct connect.
Yeah, and a lot of times people will ask us a question, we'll make a video on it.
Okay.
So we'll go full.
Yeah, I've been really wanting to know best way to fish a Colt Sniper. You might take the time to, you know, go through all the steps of it.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
That's cool. Awesome. Well, appreciate the great text, Josh. The phones are packed. Corey, let's jump back
let's
into them.
Let's do it. How about Arnie? Arnie calling from Vista. Good morning, Arnie.
What's up, Arnie?
Good morning. Hey, the question is actually for Captain Rama. I noticed on your website that you guys are starting to switch over to fishing offshore from the Coronados again, although that bite at the Coronados has been hot. Basically, what are we trying to target, and are the bluefin actually more on the surface during the day, or are they still deep?
Yeah, we will be switching offshore here starting Monday, at least to give it a little test out there. From what we've gathered, we were up there 2 days ago. We saw bluefin, we saw yellowfin, we saw dorado, we saw yellowtail, we saw bonita. We saw it all. We mainly caught the yellowtail and bonita, and we did have a couple yellowfin tuna. But mainly the yellowtail. That seems what's been biting the best, but just your standard offshore gear, 25-pound rod, a 40-pound rod, and maybe some sort of rod to fish a lure. The bluefin we've been seeing are smaller grade, school-sized fish, call them 15 to 40 pounds, so a 25 or 40-pound rod would do just fine.
Perfect.
Yeah, and as far as seeing them on the surface, that's where we've been seeing them. They're up top. Nobody's been really catching them. There's not been drifts on bluefin in our zone, but that could change, and if we do get around them, I believe a fly line bait or a Colt Sniper or something would be the the way to go.
You're rolling into a scenario just like you're talking about. You're on the San Diego and you guys got some fish. What's the fly line outfit look like to get a bite right now on, you know, you said it best that there hasn't been huge stops, but the fish have been good size. What would be the kind of rod and reel style outfit that would be in your guys' hands?
For me, like a Talca 10, you could fish. That's a good all-around reel for live bait fishing for fish under 50, 60 pounds. You could fish 25-pound on it all the way up to or for your 50-pound. It's got enough drag to do that. But a 25- or 30-pound rod, Calstar 800M would be a rod of my choice. But something like that.
Got
a two-speed reel where if you do get around tuna, you can wind in a tuna. You don't need the two-speed, but... It's definitely
nice
that
you have. Sure. And what about top shot lengths? I mean, that varies so much. You see guys use super short ones and super long ones. Where do you guys like for yourselves? Where do you like to see your passengers? What's your thoughts on top shots on top of the Spectra?
I think skill level has a lot to do with it. If you haven't mastered fishing mono, you should stick with the mono. If you're someone who's fished for 5-10 years and fished mono, then you could step up to the Spectra. For targeting strictly bluefin, I'm a Spectra guy. I have my reels filled to the brim with Spectra and light Spectra for the most part. If we're fly lining, I match my Spectra to my line size. So if we're fishing 40-pound, I have 40-pound Spectra to my leader with like 15 to 25 foot of fluorocarbon.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot to what you said there, too. Like the not having it mastered, like that's not a knock to somebody that's still getting it. Like you will likely be more successful fishing with a long piece of mono if you're not super familiar with fishing Spectra. You know, like you, I think you said it best. If you've got it mastered, there are some advantages to that technique. But if you don't have it mastered, there's a lot of disadvantages that come along with it also.
Oh, yeah. Spectra can be a headache. And even for guys who fish it all the time, even for me or Gavin, it could be tough to fish in wind or in a tangle, it's a disaster. Mono's just way more user-friendly.
Yeah, I just think it's so, you know, like, just because you like fishing Spectra doesn't mean a guy that doesn't have it mastered that's not fishing it is at a disadvantage. Like, oftentimes, just getting that bait away from the boat, making a cast, those things are so much easier with mono that, you know, you're a lot of times, if like you said, if you're not comfortable with it, you're probably going to be better off and get more bites sticking with mono than you will be being in a tangle with Spectra.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, definitely some good information. We're going to be coming back with more of that on Let's Talk Hookup when we return with more from Matt and Gavin from Captain Concepts when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app at Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dan Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Spring Lock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we are having so much fun in studio, and we do have one open line at 213.
Yeah, first one since the beginning of the show.
I know, right? I had to look. 213-432-1090. It's all yours, and we're giving away a full-day trip on to San Diego at the end of the show, and we're going to flip a coin between the texters and the callers. You can text us via the app and only through the app.
That's it, man. Hey, phones are absolutely packed up. Text as well. Corey, let's jump right back into them.
How about Mike? Mike calling from Albuquerque. Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, I got a comment and then a fishing question. Yeah, I got back from Alaska a month ago. I think, Rock God Rick, you were on my plane to Sitka. And, wow, what a place. I mean, fishing's okay, but so different from San Diego. It's totally, totally green with big mountains and snow. So my question
pretty
is...
pretty cool up there, no doubt.
About cool is the right word, you know, like 60 degrees. But I've got a Pen 50 converted to a two-speed by Cal Sheets, and thank you very much for the referral. So how do I rig it to go for a big bluefin? That's what I want to do.
Great question, Mike. Guys, you got a Pen 50 wanting to fish big fish with it. How are you setting that thing up?
That would be something that you would really only use at nighttime with that size of a reel, so you would fill it up with Spectra, 100 or 130 pound Spectra for what I would like to, that's how I would like to do. And then I like to fish wind on leader, so I'd put a 25 foot wind on for nighttime fishing, like 200 pound line, mono or fluorocarbon. At that point, it doesn't matter. And that would be my rig to fish at nighttime.
How do you decide what the right rig is for your nighttime fishing? Because, you know, it could be something as big as a 50 that he's talking about. And, man, if you get yourself attached, you're stoked. You got a big, giant winch to help put that fish on the boat. But you've got to hold it and turn the handle and fish the rod and reel all night in a 50, not the most comfortable outfit. Like, where do you decide between a smaller, very comfortable reel to hold in your hand versus, you know, you need an outfit that you can confidently land a, you know, 200 pounder on or bigger even?
Yeah, I mean, nowadays with the reels that we have and Spectra reels that hold a lot of line, there's a lot of options for a comfortable reel to fish that is still big enough to quality enough to catch big fish. For me, it's the Talica 25 all day. You know, we've caught 300 pounders. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's caught a 300 pounder, it's good enough for me. You know, so a Talica 25 is kind of like my perfect size reel. If you get another quality reel that's that size,
sure,
I think is perfect.
That's
on my boat. We have a lot of people that fish Talica 50s. A lot of my regulars fish mm-hmm. Talica 50s. And they said when they first started fishing them, it was uncomfortable, and now they like them. You know,
yeah.
For me, a Talica 25 is plenty enough reel and super comfortable to fish.
So that's the nighttime rig. How does it switch for you guys when you're fishing the daytime outfit?
Lot smaller reel. Oh, not a lot smaller reel. It kind of depends on what you're doing. Talica 25, it would be good, like sinker rig,
mm-hmm.
sinker rig rod and reel. Once we start working the jigs around, if you don't have like the jigging setup, I like a Talica 20, or we fish a lot of those Fathom 40s. We've caught
mm-hmm.
quite a few 200 pounders on a Fathom 40. What I fished before I had a jigging rod was a Fathom 40, 80 pound Spectra to 100 pound leader on a CalStar 800 XH or double XH.
Got it. Well, that's great. Yeah, done. Great dope for sure. Let's continue on. Jump back into the phones. Corey, thanks a lot for the phone call, Mike.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure. How about Mark? Mark calling from Santee out in out toward Rickeyville there. Good morning, Mark.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Good. Mark, go ahead.
I got a question. The question I have is, I fish with jigs and lures, and I don't know what size to use. I don't know, a 3 ounce or a 7, 8, you know. How can you tell what size you need? to use?
It really all depends on conditions. What we've noticed is the faster you drift, the bigger jig you need. Mm-hmm. The more you can keep your lure straight up and down, that's the way to go. If your lure starts scoping out upwind where you get a big angle in your line, you're not fishing your jig correctly. So you really want to have your jig straight up and down. If you start getting too much scope, bump up in jig size. But I do believe the lightest you can get away with, the better. So if you can get a light jig down in the current and everything, you will get more bites. But if you can't keep it straight up and down, you need to bump up in jig size.
The lightest possible, but not getting yourself scoped out.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. And again, those are the type of things you're going to get from the website. I mean, that's, you know, based on condition, we're fishing this jig. You know, we're doing this. You know, this is how we had our bites, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we've done actually quite a bit of that lately, especially the last couple months. Talking about fishing lures has been kind of a prime thing for us, you know, because a lot of it isn't just what lure to fish, but how to rig up your lure, mm-hmm. how to fish that lure. You know, you could have the best lure that there is, you know, but if you have it set up on the wrong tackle or you're not fishing it correctly, you know, your chances of getting bite are very slim. But
yeah.
we've gone over a lot of lure fishing for bluefin or yellowtail in the last couple months here on our site.
And there's so much that has come and changed and done differently. You know, I mean, there's so many we see in the tackle store. There are so many jigs that get bit great, but what, if you hook a fish with that jig, you're not going to get it. That hook's going to fail. That ring's going to come away. You need to rig it this way to get the bite. This is the best jig ever, but if you don't put this ring on there, the chances of you getting a bite aren't so good. So, I mean, there's you guys said it best. There's so many nuances to it, and Captain's Concept is the thing that, like, gives you what those nuances are. And like anybody, it's easy to find out that they're biting on a Colt Sniper, but if you do it this way, that's been the difference maker.
That's a good one. I have a good text that kind of follows up with
this
and the Captain's Concepts. Says, good morning, guys. Question for the captains. If I sign up for Captain's Concepts today, and I know we've covered this, but it's good that, you know, the listeners hear it again. If I subscribe today, will I have access to the videos previously posted? Thanks from Duffy in Long Beach.
Yeah. Everything that we have
stays.
Yeah, we have probably around, I don't know exactly the number. I'm guessing it's around 80 videos plus or minus something.
That's awesome.
Since we started, you know, last September. So everything that we have posted is still up there. All the comments of people replying, asking questions, us replying, everything is still available.
Yeah, good resource.
So if somebody is listening and like just wanted to sign up for $25 for the month, right? They could have access to whatever they could divulge into. Dig into for the whole month.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, so that's not total taster for $25.
No doubt for sure. Well, hey, we got another special one on the line. A good buddy of ours, Dwayne from the San Diego Anglers Club's on the line. What's up, Dwayne?
Hey, I want to talk to you about the Crystal Pier Kids Fishing Derby. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. But before I get started, I want to let Corey and Matt know that I just got back from Lake Picachos with Tony. We had the whole lake to ourselves. Nobody else was on the lake but Tony and I.
Wow, how cool is that?
Yeah, so you talk about, whopper, whopper ploppers and poppers, you know, that's my favorite way to get it, but it was unbelievable. Nobody else was on the lake, so Corey, you need to get on an airplane and get down there. It's wide open.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. You know, we talked about it yesterday, going down with Cass or going down with Rick and Brandon. The CBX, and you can literally leave your house, and within 3 hours, you're making a cast.
That's legit.
Fishing. Yeah, you're fishing. Yeah, but to have the whole lake to yourself, everybody thinks it's too hot down there, so they don't book trips down there. But the fishing is wide open, as you know.
That's awesome. Well, tell us about the Crystal Pier Kids Classic, Dwayne.
Yes. So we took it over to Captain Ron a number of years ago here. It's a phenomenal derby on Crystal Pier, and this year it's going to be Sunday. It's not Saturday, but Sunday, July the 31st. So it's a free fishing derby. It's the kids fish from 8 to 12. You get down there about 7 a.m. in the morning, and if you don't have any fishing gear, we'll have all kinds of free fishing gear, and we'll have a raffle and a lunch afterwards. We're expecting a couple hundred kids down there, but come on down, Sunday, July 31st, Crystal Pier.
Awesome. Well, certainly a fun time, and so glad that you guys took that on. I know it's been a great event, and Anglers Foundation certainly the right one to continue in that. And like you said, it's just a fun, free event that's for the community. Bring the kids out fishing, and somehow you guys always seem to have really good fishing on that day. Awesome. Well, it looks like we might have lost Dwayne there. Dwayne, great job. Appreciate it very much. Again, July 31st, Crystal Pier Kids Classic. I'm sure you can always find more information on the Anglers Club website. Dwayne, appreciate the phone call very much. Let's jump back into the text. This one is from Josh and Menifee. Guys, I love hearing about all the speed jigging. Can the captain share what their favorite jigging setup is? What rods, reel, and jig? And that's from Josh and Menifee.
Hard to say. I have three different jigging rods. It depends on the size of the fish. That's the main factor for me. I think the lighter rods work the jig better, but once you hook a 150-pounder, you want to have the right tackle. So my main setup, regardless of size, is you fish a Megalodon 4-8, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the maker of my rod, but it's rated PE 4-8, which mm-hmm. is like a 40 to 80-pound rod, basically. And I fish one of those Shimano jiggers, the 4000s, the slower one.
The reel that looks very Trinidad-ish, but it's got the real long handle,
exactly.
Single speed.
I just got one of those, and that's what I fish.
That's the ticket.
Yeah, I really like it.
And are you fishing that rod because that rod produces better action on the jig? Like why that rod versus the rail rod that you were talking about for the nighttime thing, Kevin?
The jigging rods that are designed for it definitely work the jig 100 times better. You know, you could just tell by when you're working the jig how it just makes the jig swim better. Also, like, just having the stamina to be able to fish that, you know, like, the first year that I did this style of fishing, I did not have the right tackle whatsoever, mm-hmm. and it is really hard to do all day long or for a whole stop, you know, heavy rods and heavier reels. Now that I have a similar setup to Matt, I have a Megalodon, it's a Phoenix Megalodon 4-8, and I have one of those single-speed jigging reels. It's a Jigging Master Monster Game PE-8 is what it's called.
Look at you,
I have one of those too.
Yeah, it's a really fancy reel. But, you know, they free spool like crazy. They're super light. They don't weigh very much. So, you know, if you're going to fish this for any amount of time, I could do it all day long and not get tired. Versus my other setup, I would literally fish it like two drops and then like, okay, I'm done. It's too heavy.
Now, when you hook a fish, obviously a rail rod is just that. We're putting the rod on the rail. It's fast tapered. The rod is doing a lot of the fish lifting for you. When you guys are attached to a big one, is the rod in your hip the whole time and you're just pulling it with the arms? Does the rod still do some lifting for you? Do you put it on the rail? Or how's the fish catching part go once you get attached?
I hear a lot of people always like, oh, you put that rod on the rail, and I put my rod on the rail all the time. Mm-hmm. I haven't had any issues with it. I think the true jigging guys kind of don't
purists.
Like the okay. purists don't want you
like
to put
fly
it
fly fisherman.
Like,
yeah. Got to do it this way. It's got to be a dry fly.
Exactly. But I hand it to passengers all the time, and that thing's on the rail most of the fight. But if I'm fighting a fish, I put it on the rail a little bit, and I'm pulling on it just normal. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I eliminate the rod. I point the rod at the fish and kind of pull. Straight pull them like you're trying to break them off, like you could be breaking off of a jig on the bottom.
Uh-huh. But that comes from experience, right? If you don't know what you're doing, you could actually bust a fish off pretty easy.
But yeah, a lot of times we're fishing very heavy. We're fishing 100-pound, for the most part, 100-pound fluorocarbon to 80-pound spectra, and you can't really break that stuff.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's going to come.
Here's where, like, what Matt's talking about, that style of fighting a fish, that's when having, like, a super high-quality reel is, like, incredibly important.
Right.
Like the Jigging Master reels we have, or like the Shimano reel he has, because that way then you're fighting the fish with the reel, not
right.
with the rod. And like, you know, we're fishing, I mean, I'm using 100-pound spectra, 100-pound leader. You're probably using the same, at least 100-pound. You know, it's not mm-hmm. like, it's much different than fighting a fish on 40-pound line.
Sure. And your reel has to have the torque to be able to turn the handle under that kind of load, you know?
Yeah,
and like,
exactly.
And it's one of those things that's it's easier felt, it's harder described, but a big thing with those reels is the construction of their frames. They're super, super rigid. And even if you've got like the most minor amount of flex in the frame when you're trying to straight wind it, like that's what robs you of your power. You know, it's like a car or like anything else. Like if things are flexing around, your power escapes through all of that. And when it's incredibly rigid and you've got the big long handle and you've got a lot of leverage, you're applying all of that to what you're turning.
I'll also add that we're using a slower gear ratio. Mm-hmm. Like we're not using a Trinidad with a whatever gear ratio. I'm pretty sure your reel's got a 4-something gear ratio,
yeah,
4 to 1.
4.6 to 1. Mine's so a 4.4. Lot more torque.
Slower gear ratio, a lot
and that's,
more power.
That's making up for the 2-speed because you're not as low gear in a 2-speed, but you're a whole lot slower than what high gear would be in a 2-speed.
Exactly.
Somewhere in between the two.
Yeah, it's just fast enough to work the lure, but a lot. It's perfect for winding the fish.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Great info.
Great stuff for sure. And again, video is explaining all this on Captain's Concepts,
exactly.
Including how you do rig that rod and reel, how you swim that jig, all that kind of stuff gone over?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
There it is,
all
for
right,
sure. Wait, let's jump back into the phone, Corey.
Let's do it, Rick. How about Chuck? Chuck Cohn from Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, guys. Great time to be a fisherman, isn't it?
Yes.
Listen to this. If you're not frothing out the mouth, come on. You're not alive.
Yes.
Couple questions. Corey, have you ever poured a Katy Perry type swim bait? And to all you guys across the board, when you're at the island, we all love the island fishing, and the barracuda are just robbing us. Have you ever pinned a berry with the egg sinker and go down behind them, try and get those guys that are chasing them, like the white sea bass and maybe a big yellow, probably even a big calico there at Coronado? So,
interesting. Yeah, well, on that lure end, I mean, I've poured some pretty crazy colors. Matt can attest to that. I mean, some pretty outlandish stuff, but I try to stay toward more of the fishy, you know, bait fish, imitation type stuff for sure.
That's why I like your stuff so much.
Yeah,
yeah, mellow. I dig.
Try to keep it natural.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, great question, Chuck. Another text as we're running short on time. Guys, how often do you update the website with new info? Thanks. That's from Brian in Westminster.
Good one.
Usually once a week. Sometimes both of us are making a video in 1 week, and then sometimes we go back and forth. Kind of depends on what's going on.
Sure. And again, it you know, and the topics vary based on what you're doing, based on what your subscribership has questions on, based on new things that happen on the boat. I mean, there's not like a set schedule. It's just, hey man, this is what's happening right now. This is what I'm going to make a video about it.
Yeah, we try to do set schedule, but we're always different times and fishing changes. If I see something changing right now, I'm going to make a video right now instead
cool.
of waiting for that bite to go away.
And I remember, go ahead.
And how do you go wrong? I mean, you can sign up for the month for $25 and have access to 80 videos. I mean, could you possibly watch 80 videos? Like the texter said, they're 15 to 20 minute videos. You know, could you actually watch that many in a month? I mean, that's a heck of a lot of info.
At least you got
to dedicate some time.
Right? Oh,
that's cool. And you said that there's a little discount if somebody subscribes for the year?
Yeah, I think it's like 10% or something. It's a little bit cheaper if you sign up for the whole year.
That's cool.
It's all the same benefits. Everything's the same for them.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, great info. Appreciate the text very much. Let's do it. Let's find out. We'll take a quick break, find out who's winning that killer prize.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, and let's talk. We're going to find out who's won this full-day trip up on the San Diego to Seaforth. When we return with Matt and Gavin from the Captain's Concepts, when we return on Let's Talk About Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja, and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Cutwater Spirits celebrates those who work smarter, not harder, and know that enjoying a bar-quality cocktail is as easy as cracking open a can. No mixing required. We cut out that step for you. Made in San Diego with our real award-winning spirits, Cutwater canned cocktails are ready to enjoy, ready when you are. All you gotta do is choose your cocktail, such as our fan favorites like our lime margarita, tiki rum Mai Tai, vodka mule, or mango margarita. Or try them all. Please enjoy responsibly.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and we're going to find out who's
Gavin's going to do us the honor here, flipping the coin. Just do it. All right.
Goes to a texter, which happens to be Corey in Escondido. Congratulations.
Corey, you're stoked. You're going to get to go fishing with Captain Matt Brawla, get to go fishing with Booger, and get in on that full-day trip on the San Diego. Congratulations. Boys, can't begin to thank you enough for taking the time. 2 hours, so much great info. This is what you guys do, and you are the perfect two guys to start this idea of Captain's Concepts. If somebody wants to come fishing with you, I know both are very booked up. It's not the easiest to get to come fishing with you, but it's very easy to get to gain all the info. If somebody wants to fish on your boats, how do we do that? And better yet, if somebody wants to gain access to Captain's Concepts, again, give us the rundown of how we do it.
So for Pacific Queen, right now we are sold out for this year. You know, that could change, though. We have wait lists and stuff. So if you want it, we get a lot of people getting
things
on the wait list.
And
almost every trip we get a couple people on there. So check out our website, pacific-queen.com or Fisherman's Landing. As far as Captain's Concepts, the platform is Patreon. You can download the Patreon app, or you could just go to the Patreon website, type in Captain's Concepts, or if you just Google Captain's Concepts, it'll pop up.
Awesome.
And for the San Diego, seaforthlanding.com, or give them a call. We have plenty of availability, not on the weekend. I'm starting our charter season, so a lot of our weekends are booked up, but plenty of availability during the week.
Yeah, make a reservation, go fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
You just got to go. You're going to miss the bite if you look for the fish.
Guys, great job. I'm a huge fan of what you're doing. I think it's so smart. I think it's really, really good information, and for $25, it's a not miss. Really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to having you guys back on, and wish you continued success as the season rolls on.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Awesome. Appreciate it very much. And, hey, we appreciate you listening. And another couple of great shows coming for you next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing is going to be joining us. And the next Sunday, we'll have the return of Pete and Michael Sweet from the Federation of Fly Fishers. A couple of great shows coming for you next week. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice from the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.